The Eagles let one get away last night. Atlanta comes from behind to beat Philadelphia in Philly. We cannot imagine how upset they are this morning.
Oh, man.
In the city of brotherly love. So let's tune in to Philadelphia All Sports Radio right now and see what they're saying on the Touchdown Brothers morning show.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, Ed.
All right, we'll see you.
That was NFL insider Ed Werder. Wow, I can't believe he backed on Peter King so hard.
I know.
I don't know what's going on. And you know what? I got to say something here.
All right.
You know, I know that Ed's got freedom of speech, and I support that and all, but do we really need a 15-minute justification of the January 6th during a football segment?
I thought that was a weird left turn.
It was a weird turn for Ed. But anyway, I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu. Together we're the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey,
thanks to our guest last hour, E.A. Azad. He's written a new book on how to nail a flawless liner, and he was promoting it. You know, I don't really know. What the hell's a liner?
What's a liner?
I don't know. But don't forget, we're going to be at Tony's Cheesesteaks tomorrow from 2 to 9. Remember the secret Eagles name, Jaws. If you say that word when you buy your sandwich, you'll get a third drink free on Tuesdays between 2 and 3.
All right.
Now we got that done. That's, of course, presented by Rattler Days, which is presented by Ariat. All right. We got to talk about... Excuse me. Sorry,
yeah, right.
we gotta talk about this Eagles debacle.
Oh my God. Man.
What a debacle.
I'm tired of
this team losing on Monday nights. All right? It completely ruins my Tuesdays, and not only my Tuesdays, but all the other days of the week too.
Hey,
and Nick Sirianni. Oh my God.
Hey.
Oh my God. Nick Sirianni needs to be fired. Not today. But 2 days ago, before this Eagles loss.
Then it wouldn't have happened.
Okay? He is the most incompetent person in the NFL outside of two others.
Listen.
And those two others are Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
And everyone else who works for the Cowboys organization, all right?
Okay,
Time to bring back Dick Vermeil, okay?
Whoa.
Or maybe if Dick feels he's too old to coach... Maybe trade with Jacksonville to bring back Doug Peterson, okay?
What could trade? Listen, man.
God!
Bring it down. Hold on. Listen, I need three things.
Jeez!
Hold on. I need three things to happen, okay? Number one, I need you to stop yelling. I need you to calm down.
What's wrong with yelling? You sound like my wife all of a sudden.
Well, listen to me.
You got a problem with yelling?
Listen to me, man. I took 8 shots of Jaeger last night, 13 beers and 3 cheesesteaks, and I had to watch that football game, okay? And then I got to come in and listen. I got a headache from here to Jersey. And I got to listen to you yell about everything this morning. And then I also need
What's
this.
What's your problem? I don't get it.
Well, I got the laryngitis. Can't you tell?
The what?
The laryngitis.
Laryngitis?
Yeah.
Laryngitis?
Yeah. I got
What
scratchy,
is that, an actress
scratchy.
Or something?
No. Not an actress, it's a thing.
Laryngitis.
That's what's going on in my throat right now.
In your throat? No. You're an idiot, Tony. That's laryngitis.
That's not how it's spelled.
It's laryngitis.
Look it up in the dictionary. It's laryngitis.
With the dictionary, you're mispronouncing it. It's a mispronunciation.
Pronunciation? Listen to you.
What's wrong with the pronunciation? That's the way you say it.
You don't say pronunciation. Would you hear that on the golf show or something?
I swear to God, Tony,
hey,
I'm on the precipice of coming over there and beating you my ass.
The what? The precipice?
Precipice! Look, let me write it down. Look at
all right.
What does that say? That's precipice.
I'll be damned. It does look like precipice. Well, listen.
Don't you tell me. I
need
know
two other
business.
Things to happen, too. I also need AJ to quit booking people. From the hillbilly podunk town of Dallas. I don't need Ed Wood. I don't need Tim Kalishaw, Mickey Spagnola, E.A.
Azad.
I don't need
AJ,
him.
You need to start doing the producing a little bit better. This is ridiculous.
I don't need people from Dallas. And I also don't need Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts coaching and quarterbacking my football team. I've had it. I can't take
I'm
it
with
anymore.
You.
Between the end of last year and last night, I can't take it anymore.
That is the end of this Nick Sirianni experiment.
Jalen Hurts, take him with you.
Take him with you.
Terrible.
Take him with you.
The end was awful.
It's horrible.
Sick of this team.
Sick of this team. Sick of everything to do it. Nick,
what are you complaining about
your head again for?
Toughen up, man.
Get some nuts.
I had all those beers.
Good Lord. You had all those beers. You get some laryngitis, and all of a sudden you got a vagina.
Well,
all right. Let's go to the phones now. Let's go to, let me look across this bank of calls and find out which guy we're going to. We're going to South Philly. You're on with the touchdown, brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
I've been doing all right.
It
is times to fires, Nick's Sirianni's. I am so duns with him.
Yeah, right there with you.
Dunzos. Dunzos.
I have a names for the next Eagles coaches.
Who you got?
Bills Belichick's.
Okay, now he's not.
All right. I kind of like this.
Because like Belichick's on his couch right now.
Proven success record.
Yeah.
We would win 10 Super Bowls in a row.
No doubt
in my mind.
I am also duns with Saquon's Barkley's.
Yeah.
He is a bust.
Nice.
He dropped that passes last night that cost us the football games. I would rather have Charles Barkley's out there.
Yeah, he's like 60 years old, and he can catch better than Saquon. You know, I think that was a giant prank that they pulled on us last night.
What? That his name is really Saquon?
No,
they gave him to us, and look what happened.
Guys, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a funny one. Hayes, I'm still working on my stand-ups comedies.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Maybe.
But they won't even let me do open mics nights.
Nah.
So I need to use your shows to practices. So if you don't mind, I got a couple of new jokes.
Here we go.
From
a stand-up comp.
And they're both football jokes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Hey, everybody's. What do you guys call a football teams that can't even beat the Saints? You call them the Cowgirls, or
yeah.
But I got one more.
Okay,
yeah, you got a little high voice too.
Yeah,
your
voice
getting
really high.
Tighten up on stage here, Sal.
Hey, everybody.
Got higher.
What do you get when you cross Jerry Jones's with a bad football teams? The Cowgirls.
Yeah.
Hello?
Not too bad.
He's trying.
It's
new material.
Yeah, it's fine.
I got one's questions for you two guys.
Yeah, all right.
Do the Cowboys suck a what?
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next, Justin Montemayor comes on to discuss his new book of Eagles-themed crochet placemats. That's next on the Touchdown Brothers.
Yelling. Please stop yelling.
Good Lord.
Show is exhausting.
Most intolerable show in America.